The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Well, everyone, it is, if all is going to plan, it is Wednesday, and on the actual cruise, we're picking oranges. We're picking oranges in Valencia, Spain today. That's if everything is going according to plan. Now, where we actually are right now is we have left La Rochelle, as we're recording, we've left La Rochelle of France, France. Betty, what the hell was that? Big Fatty, who are those people in the background? That's Granny and Durwood and Big Dick. Oh, okay. We're on our way to Bilbao, B-I-L-B-A-O, España. Oh, God, have you... And someone evidently has a hairball, so here we go.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2517 of the BFO, hopefully for Wednesday, the 20th of September, 2017. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, gonna finish telling you about our first night on the cruise of a lifetime. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, humpers. Big Fatty, that's Durwood. Shut up! Y'all, as of this recording, Durwood's the only humpity bumpity. Let's just back up. Big Fatty, does that mean there's going to be a beeping sound? No. y'all, when last we spoke, we were on our first night, and Durwood and Granny were on the dance floor, and Chicken Boy is. Durwood, you need to come on over here, I know Granny's not going to come talk about it, but you need to come over here and get a little closer. Please, you just stay right there. It's okay, because you haven't you haven't said a fucking word anyway. So anyway, I take that back. He's had lots of conversations with the invisible people, but anyway, so poor. Poor Big Dick talks to these. He hears your voices. Anyway, y'all, Granny is over rubbing his bow honker on my turn down. Y'all, Granny thinks turn down service means that somebody's gonna take down his diaper and
be. Fatty, he's just sitting over there giggling, knowing that he's farting all over your pillow.
Anyway, all right, so the first night was the first late night party. And Durwood, you and Granny were the only two survivors of this group that were in attendance at that. Granny, now, you don't want to come tell your side of the story, do you?
No, I can do it.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, y'all, I can neither confirm nor deny this, but here's Durwood we left it with Chicken Boy, late 20s,
early 30s.
Okay, on the dance floor, had on a harness and a jock strap. And yeah. I'm sure there was a sensible footwear also.
Oh, that is true.
Okay. So, boom, 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 boom.
Well,
boom,
you know me boom, and Granny boom, with the poppers coming out.
I forgot about the poppers. Yes. Okay.
You know, because we liked poppers when we were dancing. It's like, boom, you know, boom, it's boom, second nature.
That's the music. Boom, boom.
And the boy boom, next boom, to us, he was just dancing away with his little group of friends, and all of a sudden they say, I want some of that.
So who said this?
The little boy next
to us. Oh, said it about the poppers.
Yeah, about the poppers.
Oh, okay.
Hi.
So, yeah, he started sniffing them and huffing them, actually.
Oh.
And next thing you know, he had my hand on his ass, and then next thing you know, Granny had his hand on his ass, and then... next thing you know, Granny's down there getting some.
Oh, and by down there getting some, you mean?
Yeah. Okay. Open face sandwich.
Open face sandwich. Okay. And y'all, I don't know if you knew this or not, but open face sandwich was Vera's stripper name. But all right. So we've got an open face sandwich, yeah. And was there any mayonnaise?
No mayonnaise.
Okay.
No,
it was mayonnaise. Just
it was
an.
Plain.
Oh, I didn't ask about chocolate pudding. Okay.
He was prepared. He knew what he was asking for.
Okay, so
Granny got down. Granny looked at me and pulled me on the arm. You gotta get some of this. Down they went. So, actually, it was twice. I said, okay, this is good.
Now there are other people around, correct?
Yes. Then we started getting a little.
We were in the middle of the dance floor.
Okay, and then people are beginning to watch.
That is correct.
Okay, this like a meeting of like, you know, they have those meetings of Bill W. Is this like one of those meetings of Jack O, where everybody forms a circle?
Well,
okay, never mind. I'm here all week trying to deliver. All right.
Well, I mean, after the first one, I said, okay, that's fine. It's a little fun.
A little fun.
And so we just continued to dance, and the poppers kept flowing.
Uh-huh.
And next thing you know, the boy's like looking at me, and he's like, okay. Turns around and presents himself.
Oh, well. There was a presentation.
Yeah,
all right.
So I...
So you got a participation ribbon.
That is correct.
Okay, that's good. It's always nice.
Then he went down all fours. I said, "Oh,
oh, wow!"
I had to follow.
So there were we've gone from dancing to fetching. He was in a fetching position,
that
right?
That is correct.
Like a little puppy.
Well,
that's vulgar.
Anyway, okay.
And I said, this is getting a little too out of hand here. I'll get reprimanded and thrown off the show.
That's correct, and it's just day one. By the way, what is your bar bill right now? All right, never mind. All right. Y'all, we've just reviewed it. He needed the vapors.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Okay, anyway, go ahead.
But after we got him up off the floor and was standing back up trying to present, this guy comes walking up behind him with a hard on like you would not believe.
Oh, wow.
His bobo was ready.
Uh-huh, and you didn't try to cock block?
No.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to see what was going to partake.
Okay, and we will leave it right there for the imagination of all of you out there.
Big Fatty, I know Miss Bacon's got a lovely imagination, but anyway, and y'all, we're going to honking Bilboa's tomorrow, but anyway, so, you know, they came in about,
What, 3 o'clock in the morning?
That
3 a.m. in the morning? And y'all, they were not in a presentable. They went to bed. y'all, we got up. The next day was our day. Was our day at sea. And y'all, we got up and went and had brufkas. You could tell Granny and first of all, we got to talk about the coffee, because you know part of Granny's routine on a cruise is he has to have there are three things Granny has to have on a cruise. What are they, Granny?
Coffee.
All right, coffee on your veranda.
Yes, on my veranda.
In the robe.
Uh huh. In his robe, right?
And lobster.
Creme brulee. Now, y'all, He's had two of those at this point in the trip, so he's the first morning on the. So he says, "I'm gonna order the coffee at 6 a.m. in the morning." Well, now he just got in at 3, okay. So about 6 a.m. First of all, they call you before they bring it up. Y'all, I can only imagine what Chico. Maybe it's not Chico.
Chiquita.
Okay, it's Chiquita the lady.
Oh, you're so nasty.
y'all, there was a note. There was a note left here this afternoon saying, "You do realize we have toilet paper. You don't use the sheets for that." But anyway, Fanny, you're vulgar.
He's so nasty.
anyway, so Chiquita called and told Granny his coffee was on the way, and I'm sure he's going, "Where the fuck am I?" And anyway, the coffee arrived. Well, Durwood decided that he was going to order coffee for our room also. So the phone rang in Granny's room, then the phone rang in our room. So the two drunkies that came in at 3 a.m. are getting up at 6 a.m. to get coffee. Okay, well, it was not pretty. Let's just put it that way.
I mean, they called, and just as soon as they hung up, they're out the door.
Right.
You're going...
Right. Well, Chiquita's fast.
You don't get a chance.
Well, they're indentured. Well, indentured servants. Speaking of the indentures, how? Never mind.
Oh! God dang it! Shut up! Shut up!
So the coffee arrived, and you know, Granny went out on the veranda and had his coffee in his robe, and so you know, that's one. Beep, beep. Gold stars, so I know Granny's happy. And we finally got up and went to Brofka's and had a little Brofka's. And then what did we do then? Y'all did some cocktails the afternoon that we got on the ship also. I don't remember what we did at the day at sea. We played bingo.
Yes, correct.
We played bingo, and Granny was all upset. Y'all, they had these old-fashioned boards. Big Dick got an old fashioned board.
Yes.
It's kind of like auto bingo, and you know, and you just slide the thing. And
I'm getting bored with this conversation.
Oh my God! Well, you know, Big Dick buys the 3-card package. Granny and I get the 6-card package. By the way, since I'm a select member on Celebrity, I got a bonus card for free. And of course, Pocketbook got the gigantic package, which was six cards and a bonus card and four crackers or whatever. Yeah.
Big Fanny, were they saltines?
No, they were the little. It's almost like a scratch off, except you pop it open.
Correct.
And we had two winners. Had two winners on that. Big Dick and who are you? Pocketbook gave each of us a cracker. There were two winners, Big Dick and Durwood each. Big winner, y'all, $1. anyway, we didn't win at bingo, but it was fun. We had this drag queen. I don't remember her name.
That was Sherry Vine.
No, that was LaCage or LaFaux or whatever. It's the one we missed her show the first night.
Oh, that's right.
But y'all, she was fabulous. Mm. She was just fabulous. She was a redheaded Donna Sugars.
Big Fatty, yes.
And y'all, she gave the poor woman calling the numbers teetotal hell. And y'all, there were some lesbians there, and they did indeed, according, you know, as we know from Kim Beaver, they were indeed wearing Birkenstocks.
Yes, they did.
And y'all, there was this little Oriental girl that was trying to deliver drinks, and she just gave her a living hell. Oh, you're still doing that? Jesus Christ. I hope no one's going into a diabetic coma needing some orange juice or something. Anyway, Tuesday night, Granny wanted to eat at the buffet. So we went to the buffet for supper, and y'all, he had a hamburger. Because, you know, after you've spent almost $3,000 on a cruise of a lifetime, you want a hamburger. No, you didn't have a hamburger. You had a hot dog.
A big, fatty, everybody.
Oh, you had a cheeseburger, too? Okay. And, y'all, he loves to eat the pizza pie without the pie. Y'all, we went to the dog tag tea dance and got our little dog tags and our little green stickers, which means let's have sex. And then Granny got up after dinner, and we don't know where you were then. We looked for you.
Dick.
Oh, you went to the Dick Deck. That's right. Big Dick went to the Dick Deck, and and we were having dinner, and then all of a sudden, Granny had to, I don't know where you had to go, but you had to go. And so you left, and it was just me and Durwood, and y'all, this gentleman in his harness, we'll call him Bob, because that's his name, from New York. Big Fatty, does he make salsa? He does, for NBC. And he sat down and introduced himself and immediately knocked my glass of tea over. So there was tea going all over the Big Fatty. The old people always knock over their beverages. And so we had to move to a different table. And anyway, y'all, he was... I'm sorry, am I putting you to sleep here now? Durwood, I'll let you take over here. Okay, so anyway, Bob is touching the nether regions of
he was checking the hem of my kilt.
He was checking the hem of my kilt. Because we had on our kilts after the dog tag tea dance. And all of a sudden, Durwood and Bob were off to room 8101. I can neither confirm nor deny that there was Humpty Bumpty or Mayonnaise. And neither can Bob. But after that, y'all, we went to the burlesque party. Oh, y'all, they had some fabulous costumes at the burlesque party. Mm-hmm. I mean, and we wore our flashing harnesses. Well, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say we. That makes it sound like all of us wore our flashing harnesses. One person in the group, I won't mention his name, Granny, forgot to bring his flashing harness. He spent $130 on it and left it at home. But anyway, Granny looked nice in his teal harness, and y'all, we went to the party, and y'all, then we came back, and we just got back, and everybody was just settling down and all, and Big Dick said, "I'm gonna go get something to eat," and Durwood, how can y'all eat? How can y'all eat at this time of night? How do you eat this late? Y'all, and I said, well, you know, about the only thing up there on the buffet that sounds good to me is some of that blue cheese. And he went, oh, my God, I love that blue cheese. I said, you want to go get some? He goes, let's go. Y'all, Durwood had two plates of food, and he would have gone back for a third one, except that we were all ready to go to bed. Y'all, there is a blue cheese crisis on the high seas. Y'all, by the way, the English Channel, you've heard people talk about the English Channel being cold and rough and wet and everything. Y'all, it lived up to its name. So yeah. Anyway, so y'all, we did not go to Brufkus before we arrived in La Rochelle, but is there something I missed, or is that pretty much the highlight so far?
Yeah.
Okay, great. By the way, we've received a Nick, I see y'all. I might just add, Durwood and I, our stateroom has received a an onboard credit to buy a round of drinks. Now we don't know who this is from. So if it's any of y'all, Big Fatty, they'll all take credit for it. Thank you if it was you, but we don't know who it's from. And we also got an invitation to the art auction. And y'all, this will be your teaser for next time. I'm just going to tune in next time to find out who Harmon and Reginald are, okay? Because it's going to be exciting. It's a Big Fatty. We're sitting here about to poop. Harmon and Reginald. Harmon and Reginald. What could be more exciting than that? Maybe Granny on the dance floor with that chicken boy, I guess.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.